Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on?
Are you on
fire?
How you doing,
Stanky Lane? What's up,
man? High five from everyone.
Took it to the limit.
I have a horrible foot fetish.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox. Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb.
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb.
Won't dig, but yeah.
Hey, you fired up?
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Dilly, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi.
You're on the air, Dilly. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
24, 25, 55.
Sure.
9, 60.
Well, I'll raise you two.
Oh, what is happening?
You race too?
I race. I race everything. Snails, hobbits. What you got going on today, Dilly?
I was just calling in on... I just missed Troy Brown.
Yeah.
And I had a question for him.
Okay, what was the question?
Did he have 6 plays in 10 minutes? Dilly. Again with the Dilly. 12,000 times.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. Town Fair Tire Studios, 617-779-0985. Who is not here today? Who is not coming? Bird is not here. Bird is yet to come in.
Must be traffic.
Yeah.
Stuck in traffic.
Yeah. From Everett to here. It's a long slog. And how could you ever get here in time? Bird late a lot.
Is he? Yeah. This is the second time I remember in like the last couple weeks, which that's not good.
No. He's late an awful lot. The Bird Man. But there is an advantage to be an underachiever. And that is that there is not an overly large amount of pressure on you to be on time. I mean, there's really no...
Not much is expected.
Yeah, there's not a lot of ramifications to not being here. I mean, it will be soon forgotten, and then he'll be able to go out about his business.
Yeah. That's a good point.
You know, there's a lot, usually when at work, there's pressure to be around during, you know, meetings and things of that nature, but... He has managed to skirt those responsibilities.
Have we heard from him yet? No, not yet. No. Okay. Again, no pressure.
Maybe we'll check on him.
I'm late too. If I'm Bird, I set the alarm for 6. Because really, what's going to happen to me? Nothing.
Well, you lose your job. You get fired.
He's not going to get fired.
Well, I mean.
He's not going to get fired. There's no way he's going to get fired. Management's not here right now.
Well, understood. But, I mean, if it becomes enough of a problem, you know, we could say something and say, you know what, maybe we need to have somebody else in that spot. But, I mean, you know, I'm with you. We're a little too lax, I think.
Nothing's going to happen. There's going to be no ramifications. Nothing's ever going to happen. If I'm him, I'm doing the same thing. Why bust my ass to get in? To do something that's too hard for me? answer the phones. I mean, it's enough of a hassle. If I can get away, instead of doing 4 hours of answering the phones, if I could get away with doing, you know, 3.5.
You know what? Someone just called in. They're on hold. Do you have their name?
Four. Wait, hold on a second, John. 4 hours. He's not here half the time when he is here.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got the happy feet.
Yeah. That's right. He's rambling. He's a rambling man.
He is a fan of walking
around.
Dan,
you're correct. That's his new theme. Let's get that ready to go.
Rambling man.
Anytime we look in the other room and he's not there and we need him, Lord, I was born a rambling man.
We're
going
to owe that, whatever band sings that.
Allman Brothers.
Allman Brothers. We're going to owe them like $7 million in fees.
In royalties.
Because he is constantly on the move.
He is. I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but it was a pretty big day on Twitter yesterday. I mean, a lot of people responding. We did that election thing yesterday where we posed a couple questions about the 98.5 The Sports Hub staff, and people would either answer them on the phone. We did five calls, says it all, and there would be like an answer. One was like, which show do you think smells the most? Which show is most likely to break up? And people would respond with that. However, there was one question yesterday that we got a response to from somebody who actually could probably be an expert on the situation. And the question was, which 98.5 The Sports Hub staff member is most likely to get their ass kicked by a local athlete? And I put hashtag vote 98.5. And to that, it was retweeted by Kyle Van Noy. And on top of it, he put a bunch of those little eye emojis like, looky here.
Well, no, he would kick Felger's ass.
Well, no, he would kick Maz's ass. Maz is the one. Yeah, Maz is the one who ripped on Kyle Van Noy. And after that, he also retweeted it again and put, gotta spread the love, ha ha, with some crying laughing emojis. And to that, a bunch of people were like tweeting him saying, yeah, you really should kick their ass. And to that, Kyle Van Noy's probably like, no, because I would get arrested. And that's not something I would even want to do. I'm joking around.
Maybe Kyle Van Noy kicked Bird's ass.
Maybe it could be.
All right, so today is the day that we finally get my sweet freestyle bike here. Mm-hmm. But there is an emergency.
Yeah?
No front brake.
There's no front brake on the bike?
Yeah.
Oh.
I never used the front brake, and I know you have to when you do sweet tricks.
Whoa.
To do sweet tricks, to like go over the top.
There's nothing you need more than the front brake.
Mm-hmm. Why is there no front brakes?
I don't know. It didn't come with front brakes.
They weren't included?
No.
It's a trick bike, too, right? It's meant for tricks, for sweet jumps and stuff?
I don't know. I got four pegs put on it.
Oh, is it because you can spin the front of it?
No, there's no gyro.
Well, then why not put the... Because I could see why not have the brakes if you're going to spin it because you can't have the...
The whole point of the gyro is that you got the brakes and then it holds the cables in a certain way so they don't tangle. But, I got a picture of the bike from young Nicholas Jamali, and I put it on Instagram and people started going, wait, there's no front brake. And I contacted Nick, and he said, yeah, there's no front brake.
Oh.
Mm.
So what's going to happen is today I'm going to do my sweet tricks, mm-hmm. what I can do. And then Nicholas is going to take the bike back to the bike shop and have them put on front brakes.
Okay.
And a gyro.
Gyro.
And then I will come back in the near future and show you what I can do with front brakes. Right now I can do a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, but front brakes is very important to what I have to do.
Bird just tweeted us a picture, by the way, of him with a truck to his right. And to the left is a wide open lane of traffic. I mean, it's supposed to look like this is like craziness, but to the left, I see there looks like a wide open lane of traffic.
No, there's no. Oh, here's Bird.
Bird there he is. Right. Okay, good. Thank you, Bird. I'm glad you made it.
Manny, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Fred, I got a question for you.
Yep.
How long has it actually been since you've been on a BMX bike and done any tricks?
We're looking about 30 years.
Oh, guy, I got to tell you, if this was on TV, this would be must-watch TV. I mean, Fred, I am rooting for you. I mean, John, I feel for you this morning. I heard something about he's going to jump over you.
Yes.
Good luck with that.
He's jumping the gap in his teeth.
Against my will, this is happening.
Wow. We're talking Evel Knievel here.
It's like Snake River Canyon. Right.
Yep.
But, Fred, seriously, I wish you the best of luck. And You know what? I really hope you don't suck, much like Saj. Have a good day, guys.
That's out of control. Uh-huh.
Nick keeps telling me, he just texted me that I have to learn how to steppy. I don't know what steppy is. I know what a front brake is. It's what's necessary for me to kick maximum ass. Garrett, go ahead.
Yeah, I guess I was a little while since I've been on a bike. Like, bikes don't ride brakes anymore. I mean, 90% of the frames don't even come with brake pumps. So if you want to do with like a front tire trick, generally you jam your foot in like the between the fork and the tire.
Oh boy!
Yeah, it's been a thing for about like 10 years now.
Oh boy!
Okay, so they just don't come.
So you got to just like stop the wheel with your foot.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of like if you go up a ramp, like land on the top with your foot in between the fork and the wheel, and like you know with your like you know nose down.
Doesn't sound dangerous at all. Well, should be fine.
Yeah, I'll learn that today. Yeah, I'll get that. I'll master that within a couple minutes of it coming in here. I'll get that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, thank you, Mike.
All I know is that I had a really way more fun than I should have getting music ready for Freestyle Thursday. Just went through and I said, what's the sweetest ramp jumping music I can find? And I've got them all packed and ready to go.
All right.
You like soundtracks from 80s movies? I got them.
All right.
You big fan of Stan Bush?
Who's Stan Bush?
Who isn't Stan Bush? Only the greatest. You ever heard You Got the Touch?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just wanted to make sure.
All right. So, Wallach, get ready today. Because I'm bunny hopping your ass.
Bunny hopping? You got to jump it over.
No. I need some momentum to make sure you clear me.
And by the way, he said if it was on TV, we will be videotaping the entire thing. Unless, of course, it's Bird where he will miss everything and hand me a 3-second clip.
Well, there's a GoPro.
Like he did for the last thing we did.
There's a GoPro mounted I saw on the picture, there's a GoPro mounted on the handlebars.
Okay, so do we know how to get a video? This is going to sound so ancient. A video from a GoPro immediately onto the internet?
No.
Anybody have any? Can anyone have the capability of doing that? Nick should hopefully know because we'll have to have that pointed at your face as you do your sweet jumps and tricks.
Is there a ramp?
Yeah. Is there a ramp? We're making a ramp. Our ass are. We're making a ramp.
Out of what?
How about some cool pieces of board that are in the jock lounge?
How about I'm not going off of that?
Why not?
It's all right. We'll see how sturdy this thing is.
Well, I feel safer already. This is going to be awesome.
Did you want a professional U-shaped ramp in here?
Well, if you had one, that would be sweet.
John Wallach would say.
Yeah, a half pipe.
I guess that's
what the cool kids are calling it now. Yeah, before it was called a U-shaped ramp.
Yes, it was. There was many years where it was called a U-shaped ramp. All right, Rich, what are we going to talk about?
All right, very disconcerting news revolving the Boston Celtics. On top of that, there's another Celtic who says, we're winning a lot of championships. We'll get to that, as well as Bill Belichick at his surly best once again at his press conference and a lot of other things.
All right, be right back.
The games are only half of it. Sure and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Let's go back to when John Wallach asked Terry Rozier about his potential dip in playing time a few months ago at Celtics Media Day.
You said a lot of good things about going back to being a bench player, and it looks like that's what's going to happen. Are you still good with that and settled with that? Because you played a lot of minutes at the end of last year.
Yeah, I mean, it ain't about who starts, it's about who finishes. So I'm getting in and do what I can. And, you know, these guys make me comfortable with everything, the coaching staff, you know, these great teammates. So we're going to go out there and have fun. It's more fun when you win it.
Well, it seems that things have changed slightly. A report that first came from Bill Simmons of The Ringer yesterday said that Terry Rozier might not be as happy with his playing time as he feigned to be. These tweets shot out yesterday stated, quote, unexpected early season Celtics subplot. Terry Rozier is a restricted free agent next summer, has been unhappy with his playing time all season. Word has gotten around the league, and everyone now knows the Celtics need to trade him, which, of course, makes it harder to trade him. The teams that make the most sense are Phoenix and Orlando, but neither team should be trading an asset to have a better record this season. Intriguing possibility, San Antonio.
That was all
from Bill Simmons. And then, not too long after that, Woj Jr., Mr. Shams Charania
from The Athletic.
Woj Jr., what's that mean?
Remember, Shams was the one that was his apprentice for a while over at Yahoo, and then all of a sudden Shams started out-scooping Woj, and then Woj got pissed when he moved to ESPN.
No, I don't remember any of that.
Shams was like 25 or 26.
Oh, Shams! No. So young!
This was great, because remember when Wojnarowski wasn't allowed, because he worked for ESPN, to tip who was being drafted by what team at the NBA draft? And so he got pissed that this Shams guy was indeed tipping who the picks were. So he said, the Celtics are lasered in on Robert Williams, and he came up with all of those fake things. So he stated elsewhere in Boston, with Kyrie Irving verbally committing to a return and a new deal with the Celtics, the franchise will eventually have to face a difficult decision when it comes to the possible lucrative restricted free agency of Terry Rozier. Quietly, at least seven teams have been monitoring Rozier's status this season, waiting to see if the Celtics could begin to field trade calls. The Phoenix Suns have aggressively pursued Rozier even before firing Ryan McDonough as general manager, league sources said. Nevertheless, Boston appears content with its roster, and who could blame them? Celtics general manager Danny Ainge and his front office staff have built arguably the deepest roster in the Eastern Conference and anywhere in the league outside of the Bay. Now, Rozier has been relegated to a third strings position behind Irving and Marcus Smart. He's averaged just under 23 minutes per night with just 7.5 points, 4.4 rebounds a night, and about 13,000 glory shots. That man is just chucking him up there. And obviously we know why. He's in a contract year, and he obviously feels the pressure to get big numbers so he can earn big money next summer. And Rozier knows that's a pain in the ass to do when you are buried on the bench.
So what do you do if you're the Celtics? I think they hold on to him for the same reason they held on to him during the summer. I mean, Kyrie Irving never plays a full season. It doesn't happen. And Rozier will more than likely be a starter in 10 games this season, if not more. It's just the fact of life with Kyrie Irving. You have to rest him for the playoffs. And the other part of it is, if you trade Rozier, Marcus Smart is a hell of a defensive player, but he's not an offensive weapon off the bench.
No. I mean, at least you hold on to him to the trade deadline, and maybe there is somebody you could get
what are you going to get back that you don't already have, theoretically?
Well, listen, there's a lot of people who seem desperate for this guy, and many people think he is a legitimate starter in this league. So maybe, just maybe, the trade deadline, there might be a team. There's always a dumb team.
Look, if Phoenix wants to give away a first-round pick for next year, that's one thing. And it's going to be a top five. So, good.
Well, Phoenix is a team that wants it.
If they offer the Celtics that,
Phoenix might, because they're stupid.
Well,
they're not going to give away a first-round pick for a restricted free agent.
I think that's insane myself. No. But if Phoenix is dumb enough to do that, then yeah, maybe you take that deal. But I don't. The Celtics will need Rozier before all is said and done, and I'm sure Danny Ainge has told him that. But I say you got to hold on to him, at least for now.
Well, then there's Jaylen Brown, who, despite the slower-than-expected start from him, seems confident enough to say this yesterday to Bleacher Report.
So, 28-year-old Jaylen. How many championships 28-year-old Jaylen got?
I'm not going to jinx myself, but he's had 6 years. I'm going to go ahead and say it's 5 or 6. Do I say that?
So you win in the championship every year from here to...
I don't want to jinx myself.
You already did. You already said it.
And I don't play to lose, so I'm going to go ahead and say... I'm going to give it a 5. You know what I mean?
5 rings by 28.
That's what... I'm going to go with that,
How confident are you about winning this year?
Super confident. Like, people misconstrue confidence and arrogance.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I'm not being arrogant, and we're going to have to take the steps to be the team that we say we want to be, right? Because we got the mindset of a champion. I think that's where it starts.
All right, Jaylen, if I'm going to rip this guy for this.
Not 2, not 3, not 4, not 5, not 6, not 7.
If I'm going to rip LeBron for that, then I got to rip this guy for not 1, but 2, not 6 rings in the next 6 years. I get that he's confident. I like that he feels that way. But ask LeBron about putting unwanted pressure on you just by saying stuff like that. What is he going to say?
You got to believe every shot's going in.
It's different.
You got to believe.
It's different.
You got to put it out there in the universe.
No.
And you got it. Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
The part of John, you think this shot's going to go in?
What?
You're on the court.
Yes.
Your shot going in?
Every time I put it up there, yes.
Every time you have to believe the shot's going in.
The other part of it is the context is different. LeBron walked out there with pyro exploding around him and went nuts. this guy.
He just walked out there with sweet background music that almost overwhelmed what he was saying.
Well, he also had a boombox on his shoulder and let it rip.
He also did it with a bunch of people he'd never even practiced with before, which was hysterical in front of like a WWE type situation.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
Well, the one thing that is the same is that, I mean, you could ask LeBron James how these quotes come back to haunt you. And even he, as cocky as he is, has admitted that he wished he had never said that. No, it's just when you throw that out into the universe, I think it psychologically does mess with you, have this pressure that you put on yourself.
He was the top scorer on the team and the leader, that's one thing, but he's not.
No, he just, what are you going to say? You think you're going to win the championship?
You just say, listen, I hope to win it every year.
The mindset has got to be in any sport with any athlete that you are going to win. Every shot's going to go in. That you were going to win every game, that is the mindset, that you were going to win every championship.
If Jalen had gone and told Bleacher, well, a lot of good teams out there, I don't know, you know, a lot
so
of things
we want to win
break,
every year.
A lot of things have to break right for us. There are a lot of ways he could have answered that. I'd prefer the confident Jalen. Fine with me.
But that's what you're coached. That's how you're coached in in any sport, in basketball as well. You're coached to believe are we winning tonight? Yes. Is every shot you take, is it going in? Yes. That's the way you're supposed to be. Are we winning a championship? Yes. I mean, you're not supposed to sit there and hedge your bets.
Whether you just say, well, listen, all I know is that we're working as hard as we can.
Why does he got to do that?
Well, I mean, because the pressure it puts on yourself. That's it. And it's not even that big of a deal at the end of the day. It's
just him.
Well, I mean, I think that those quotes, if you end up losing, come back, oh, I thought you were going to win a bunch of championships.
Well, then so what?
It just gives more ammo for people for this stuff to get into your head.
If he was dependent upon to score 25 points a game, and it's in his lap to lead his team across the finish line, that's one thing. That also makes it different than LeBron.
It's also coming from a guy who has been underperforming this season.
Well, Jaylen Brown is a starter, but he's, what, the fourth offensive option on the team?
Ooh.
Third?
Maybe even fifth?
What?
No, I mean, you can move him down.
Context is a little different. Context is a little different.
Sure, which I almost think it's better for somebody who is the lead scorer to say that than someone who's like way down the
list. Well, no, that shows that Jaylen Brown's got confidence in the guys he plays with.
First of all, no one's going to remember he said this. It's Jaylen Brown. No one cares.
Save the tape, Rich. We'll play it later.
That's right.
We'll play it in February.
By the way, the fact that a Boston athlete said something and no one's going to remember that is ridiculous. It's going to be remembered.
All right.
It's going to come back to haunt
you. Because you're going to save it and play it in March.
Yeah, and then that's going to be
March, rat bastard. You're going to play it the whole year.
You don't think they're making the playoffs? Is that when why would we play it in March?
Well, whatever. Later in the season. I just picked the date at random.
I thought you were going to say after they lose in the finals. I thought you were going to say.
All right. Yeah.
Which is a little more.
I think that this is more discussion than would possibly.
Well, it's not even that big of a deal. But
of course it's not. It's just stupid.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. You're making it a big deal,
yes,
Rich.
You are.
It's all your fault.
Well, I can rip on the guy
for
a minute. I can rip on a guy for a moment. Of course, I could say, "All right, dude, don't put that pressure on yourself."
I don't understand how there's any pressure at all.
Did you like when LeBron said this?
Not two, not three, not four.
The whole
not five.
It's more of a specific.
First of all, I'm not worried about Rozier, and second of all, Jaylen Brown.
You're not worried about him getting his game back?
I'm not worried about what he says, and second of all, the whole pageantry around LeBron James at that point was ridiculous. He had just come off the decision. He had just. You know, and then they come out and there's a ridiculous thing with the Heat. I mean, that was a guy who was exceptionally unpopular at the time and was a big star. Please, Jaylen Brown, who cares? I mean, you got to believe you're going to win. And what was he on? What was it?
Bleacher Report.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, that's going to stick with him for a long time. The stupid Bleacher Report that I don't even know how the hell that works. I think it's like the Huffington Post and anyone can write on it.
Terry Rozier was on when he pranked Ainge, right?
Yeah, when he ended up FaceTiming him during the
Bleacher Report the NBA draft. Pregame. Bleacher Report NBA draft coverage, Fred. Very famous.
Did you watch the Bleacher Report?
No, I did not. No,
could you tell me how you could watch the Bleacher Report?
I would assume
coverage?
It's online. I would assume you'd have to watch and stream it online.
So what I would do is, out of all the outlets available to me, I would go to the Bleacher Report.
Why not? I'm sure there are a lot of fine professionals over there.
Yeah, sure. It's everyone's dream. Mm-hmm. All right, Rich, what do we got coming up?
Oh, let's go and get to Bill Belichick being surly with the media. Why don't we?
Absolutely. Here are the headlines.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Might as well take this. Tom, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey, what's up, Tom?
Yeah, I was thinking about the Terry Rozier, about how he's not happy here now with the Bennett. Mm-hmm. Can the Celtics propose a trade with for Anthony Davis for Terry Rozier and Jaylen Brown?
I don't think that's enough.
Not even close.
No. I mean,
not even close.
Now, if you said Terry Rozier and Jason Tatum and some picks, now we're talking. But it would have to include Jason Tatum. I think any kind of trade to get Anthony Davis, he's a name that would have to be in the mix. And
I'm being told you cannot trade for Anthony Davis this year.
What's the Rose Rule?
Rose Rule says that if you have one max player on your team, you cannot have another until you sign them to an extension. And since Kyrie falls under that category, they cannot trade.
Well, I thought
until he signs an extension.
Oh yeah, because the Rozier thing doesn't make sense. But the trades I'm talking about would be in the offseason. That would be once Kyrie gets his actual contract. Yeah. You couldn't use Rozier into anything, and you're exactly right. And because of that, this season, in the middle of the season, you're not going to get Anthony Davis. But that is a interesting team to watch because things aren't going as well as I think Anthony Davis had hoped. And the whole thing with the new agent, I mean, if you had to put a gun to my head right now and say, where is he going to be before this is all done and over with, I would say Laker, because he got LeBron's agent, and it just seems like the place he'd want to be. I mean,
he's got those matinee idol looks.
He does. He'd fit right in with Lonzo Ball.
Yeah. Well, let's not insult the man that much.
So, yeah.
Lonzo Ball. Not good.
And by the way, the funniest thing is people who have a huge problem with any kind of trade that involves Jason Tatum to get Anthony Davis. And to that I say, I would trade anybody on this roster, two of anybody on this roster, for Anthony Davis.
Especially when his true colors are coming out. Jason Tatum, ball hog. Taking ill-advised shots.
He is right now.
Get him
back
absolutely to his mid-range, that mid-range game that he perfected over there.
Mm-hmm. He needs a good case of Brad Stevens on his ass to hopefully work everything out and say, pass the ball.
Not coachable.
Well, listen, that's
when he ends up sucking. Oh, the victory laps.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, we got that.
Well, as we all know, Malcolm Butler, speaking of sucking, has been awful this year with the Tennessee Titans, whom the Patriots will be matching up against this Sunday.
Yep. By the way, people are saying that they were right not to play him in the Super Bowl.
Well, that's stupid. I mean, that's dumb.
No, it's really dumb. Yeah. And it's such a revisionist take on things. So he sucks in Tennessee. By the way, how many was it 500 passing yards?
Over 500. Well, Brady threw for over 500 yards. Foles was under 500.
It was like 450 or something.
All right,
like that. Yeah.
Regardless.
It was
so
ridiculous.
It was a lot.
So
if that's the point.
So if Butler was out there, he could throw for 600 yards? I mean, it couldn't have been any worse than it was.
Well, the other thing is, at the time, like the people still thought Butler was good, so you wouldn't want to target who he was on.
He played all 18 games, and I guess people are going back and looking at tape, and obviously they're coming up with the conclusion that he wasn't as good as he had been in years past. But regardless, I mean, what are you going to do?
And by the way, from everything that we have been told, he wasn't benched for on-field performance. It was for things outside of that. It was for... Wasn't it? I mean, we don't know specifically what it was, but wasn't that what we were told by basically everyone? Listen, it's not because of what he did on the field.
I don't know. Ask Kyle Van Noy. He's a Texan.
Foles threw for 373, by the way. But this is really, I mean, I've heard a lot of this in the last 24 hours, and Greg Bedard brought it up when he was on with Felger and Mass a couple of days ago. This is really a thing? People actually believe that?
Well, I mean, yeah. Ah, oh, Bird, your picture's being used on the news. Hey!
Now you
Bird
takes for that?
Bird takes a picture of a truck, and they use it at Jay Bird. That's right. There you go.
Jay Bird.
Did they just pick that off of Twitter? They can do that without permission?
No, they asked.
They did ask.
Now, Bird, why is it at Bird 382?
That's your birthday, March of 82? Okay.
Okay, his birthday is March of 82?
Yes, just March. The whole month. It took that long to push him out.
In Everett, they wait. They go, I see a foot. Stay there.
It's a
not
month
ready
long,
yet.
It's a month-long party. That's why. The street party lasts an entire month.
Somebody's got to hit the blue hockey puck.
Right. Well, Bird, congratulations. You are Boston 25 famous. Well, as we all know, as I said, here's Bill Belichick.
More than we got ever from Boston 25. Only press we get is stand in front of the building waiting until I get fired.
That's right. Well, yesterday, Bill Belichick was asked about Malcolm Butler, and he had this to say about Malcolm's incompetence when he was asked about it.
Malcolm has struggled a little with Malcolm Butler. One service, scouting service, has most been by a quarterback in the NFL.
That means a lot to me.
Okay, but is he doing anything differently this year?
I mean, it looked like they leak in defense. Okay, so that's our challenge as an offense is we're playing 11 guys, we're playing their coaching staff and the schemes they put up against us. And right now they're playing better defense than anybody in the league. So we'll see how we do. I don't know. It'll be tough, I know that.
I love that means a lot to us.
Now go home and get your shine box.
Yeah, I mean, that really means a lot to us. I'm sure. His numbers. Well, it probably does. And we will find out on Sunday how much you target him.
Yeah.
Just how much it means.
He's one of the 11 gentlemen that's out there on a regular basis. Well, you think that would mean a lot.
Well, this is kind of interesting, and it provides a little bit of context as to this whole, hey, Bill Belichick was super smart for letting him go, and that is that Field Yates last year ended up giving us an idea of how much money the Patriots had actually offered Malcolm Butler. So Tommy Curran kind of wrote about it. He goes, Belichick and Nick Caserio won't be smug about not making the same mistake that the Titans did because the Patriots tried to make the exact same mistake. The Patriots' best and final offer to Butler prior to the 2017 season was a six-year, $66 million contract with $25.5 million guaranteed. But Butler balked. Instead of taking that offer in the summer of 2016, Butler and his agents looked at that Josh Norman deal that he got from the Redskins, which was a five-year, $75 million deal with $50 million guaranteed. Surely Butler would do better than that. They believed at the time, so Butler played out the final year of his contract, making only $600,000. But by the end of the 2016 season, the Patriots went, we'd rather have Gilmore. And so they ended up giving Gilmore a ton of cash. Butler got pissed, and that's how the cookie crumbles. So anyone who's going to give Bill Belichick a ton of credit for all of this, just realize they had the checkbook open almost the same way that the Titans did about a year ago. So there you go. You can't give him all of the credit in the world for this, but somehow he ends up becoming the winner in everything because Bill Belichick knows.
Mm-hmm. I truly want to keep him a hero in my life and have him talk poorly to me at press conferences. Someone needs to go in there and just tell him to go screw himself.
I think you're that guy. I think you're that guy that can stand up for all the people that have been crapped on over the last two decades. I think you're that guy, Freddie T, you're the guy.
Fred, you're our Jim Acosta.
Yes.
Go on up there.
Go get him.
Don't let him take the mic away.
Well,
they're
not going to let me.
Why not? Why wouldn't they let you in?
Too much of a rebel.
Yeah.
They're going to see me freestyling on the bike today and go, like, I don't want that guy. That guy's got devil-may-care attitude.
Maybe bring the bike to the press conference and show everyone what a rebel you are.
Just get up there and go, like, Billy B.
Check out my tricks. You can't do this.
Yeah. Hey, Bill. Talk to the spokes.
And then Bill will take out...
Because the GoPro ain't listed.
Bill will take out sunglasses in order to just pull them down so he can watch it go by.
And that's when the music starts.
He's going to go, a little tabletop. And then he goes, Stacy, give me my bicycle. The one I ride in Nantucket with the basket. And I'll go, hey, Gramps, nice bike. You know, does a house dress come with that?
Hello, mamacita.
Ooh, slick.
You talk to your bike as you wax it down in the morning.
I do. I don't like this idea that they don't come with front brakes anymore. This requires to do something with your foot.
Bird, we just got a request. Hi, can WCVB use your photos with credit?
Thanks.
Bird, what photography?
You're king of the Boston News this morning.
Everything's coming up Bird this
Everything's
morning.
Coming up Bird.
You're Ansel Adams of Everett. You're the Robert Mapplethorpe. Do you know the next photo he took, he had a whip in him. Just like Robert Mapplethorpe. Okay. It was an ode to him.
I was wondering where that was going.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Go Google Robert Mapplethorpe. And enjoy the great photography of a true pioneer. All right, Rich, what else do we got here?
Oh, Le'Veon Bell finally speaks in the Upside Down. On top of that, we have some news that's not going to make Fred very happy regarding the NFL.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
They've added extra timeout breaks. They've added extra commercials for all TV broadcasts.
No, his favorite player in the NFL, unfortunately, has been sidelined.
Oh, that's too bad.
They're just being careful. All right, we'll be right back.
98.5. Toucher and Rich.
98.5, the sports hub where Toucher and Rich. There is traffic backed up into the O'Neill Tunnel. And Dan Lifschatz is stuck in it. So the bankroll boy is going to be a little late today. This is precisely why I don't take the highway here.
It's the tunnel all the way back to Woburn, I'm being told. Is that right?
Oh, man.
that's a big
package. By the way, they keep putting Jaybird at Jaybird382
mm-hmm.
up there on television. He's the guy.
He reported first.
Because you know what's interesting is that all the channels follow Bird.
Mm.
To find out what's going on in the world.
Because everyone's like reaching out, saying, "Dude, can we use this? Can we use this?" And he's like, "Yes, you just got to put credit Bird instead of at J Bird." Next time they ask you, say, "Yes, please credit Bird from the Toucher and Rich Show."
It's too late now.
Not only on two networks. Doesn't mean the other ones aren't going to try to jump on board. They're all copycats.
Yeah.
We know that. Someone gets
Maybe
the
you
scoop.
Can get on the, what was that, that thing, that Bleacher Report.
Yeah. Bleacher Report.
You can get on the Bleacher Report.
That could be a possibility. So, Bird, next time, just say credit Bird from the Toucher and Rich.
Then our ratings will go sky high, baby. I want someone to take me sky high!
Mm-hmm. Well, Le'Veon Bell, who has been absent from the Pittsburgh Steelers for the entirety of this year amid a contract holdout, he has until Tuesday to report to team facilities or else he will forfeit the season. Now, he tweeted on Monday that he was leaving Miami, and everyone's like, "Oh, where's he going to go?" Well, we still don't quite know, however, but he was spotted playing pickup basketball at an LA fitness club in North Pittsburgh on Tuesday, according to ESPN. And there was apparently no meeting between Le'Veon Bell and the Steelers on Wednesday. However, he tweeted out something yesterday. I don't know how you do this on Twitter, but it was entirely upside down just because he's crazy and different. The letters in his tweets were upside down. So if you didn't feel like turning your computer the wrong way or
tilting
your
head.
But
if you turn your phone, it's annoying because it would just keep turning around.
You can do the flip lock. You can do the lock. There's a little thing on there.
Who needs that?
And he ended up tweeting, "Just about everybody has an opinion on my life." That's right. We all worry about you. He said, they're all thinking about what I'm doing. Don't judge me off my decisions because maybe this isn't what you'd do.
Don't judge me on my decisions. As opposed to what?
His looks.
Yeah. Don't judge me on my decisions.
Yeah.
It's the only way to judge someone, I would imagine.
He said, but most people don't take the time to just simply read between the lines, and that's clearly on them.
Yeah, you got to sit down with Le'Veon Bell and crack that egg. It's there's so much to sift through.
He said, I'm not apologizing for what I believe is right for myself, family, and the rest of my peers, period. Also, if you're really finding the time to figure out what I'm saying, you proved my point. I guess it's if you're taking the time to like turn it upside down. I don't know what his point is.
There is none. He's an idiot.
it's anyone's. No. Yeah, so there you go. So that's the whole deal. So who knows what the hell he's going to do.
Blight on Michigan State.
What's that?
Blight on Michigan State.
Yeah. Doesn't make the Michigan State program look good at all, right?
Nope.
No.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
By the way, his tag would be worth more than $20 million, and it seems unlikely Pittsburgh would be willing to pay that steep of a price for a guy that they really have not been able to see eye to eye with.
James Conner's been pretty damn good this year.
I wouldn't give Bell, I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
No, his time is done. I would be like, okay, well, unless he comes back for the rest of the year, then that's fine because they're already paying for that.
We've discussed this before. He is right about where all running backs go south that have been used as much as he has.
Right.
Once you get into 28, 29 years old, if you've been used the way Bell has been used, on top of the way he was used in college, which we've detailed a lot.
I've told you that
you're not.
I've never seen anyone get the ball as much as he did in college.
You're not spending 5 years and $50 million on him, even with the money up front, the chances you're going to get the bang for your buck are low.
Yes.
And on top of that, Fred, unfortunately, your favorite player in the NFL, Sam Darnold from the Jets.
He's the Jonathan Isaac of the NFL.
He has a significant foot sprain, per sources. He will not play against the Bills. So how about that game? You got Nathan Peterman versus the back. Is it still Josh McCown?
Yes, it is.
McCown's probably going to light it up.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, McCown was good for a while last year.
McCown's better than Darnold is right now.
Yes, sure.
But, apparently they are being extra careful. I mean, why would you play Darnold if he has any kind of injury?
So are all the starting quarterbacks in the AFC East other out. Than Tom Brady out?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all out.
All right.
Sure. Tannehill, out.
Quite a little...
Allen, out. Darnold, out.
Quite a little division we got here.
Yep. Well, the 41-year-old still ticking.
Well, the Jets have $100 million in cap space, and the quarterback of the next Tom Brady. So the idea is that they could challenge next year.
Well, teams with a lot of money always seem to end up making it work the right way.
Well, McCagnan has been an excellent GM so far.
Is Idzik still in the league?
No.
The guy that McCagnan replaced?
No, Idzik was worse than McCagnan. McCagnan's draft history is terrible. And the big corner that they signed for $1 trillion has been hurt. And when he's played, he's been terrible. So McCagnan has had his own issues. But nonetheless...
John Idzik is a consultant for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Tremaine Jones, that's right. But I'll tell you this, is that if you read any of the New York papers, they are all in love with Sammy D. Sammy D, mm-hmm. in love with him.
Didn't they love Geno Smith at one time?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
I thought at the very beginning they liked him.
Maybe the first day of training camp.
before Ann and Polly broke his jaw.
Yeah, I mean, they liked Geno Smith. I mean, it was never like this. In my lifetime, they have never liked a quarterback like this.
Sanchez. They gave him the nickname.
Ah, good call, Rich. Certainly.
He was considered a game manager. They've never thought that they've had a franchise quarterback.
Tim Tebow.
Why do they call him Sanchez then?
Okay, if Tim Tebow makes the Mets, that's amazing.
He's going to start in AAA.
No, he's making the Mets.
But isn't he like 32?
Yep. Yes.
And he's never played in the
big
leagues?
And he had like six homers all of last year with like 30 RBIs, but damn it, he's going to start in AAA.
Good for him, man.
The spring.
I know, good for him. The Mets are an atrocious organization.
You think?
Jesus. I mean, if they can't find anybody else other than Tim Tebow.
No, we need a left-handed hitting, former NFL quarterback that strikes out a lot. That's what we need. And what's more, we want him to hit 270.
I guarantee
in AAA, double A.
I guarantee you that they call him up.
You're absolutely right. They are going to call him up because they have nothing else.
I hope he kills it because I loved how people like just lost their mind when Tim Tebow would have like those one or two like great passes at the end of a game that would miraculously win it. And they're like, all he does is win. Why don't you play the ball?
Because he only threw six passes up until that game winning pass the entire afternoon.
And you're like, did you not watch anything that happened before that pass?
Yeah.
Just watch him throw. He can't throw correctly. All right, unfortunately, because of the traffic on 93, we'll have to delay the Bankroll Boys, but our listeners came out in full force and Sarge it up yesterday. By the way, we talked to Sarge, and he attacked Rich immediately.
Big post-show barrage on everyone.
It was, Not me. Did he leave
you alone?
He told me none of it was my fault, which is correct.
It was Andrew Dice Sarge.
Rich fat.
I know. He came in and started rolling. I just like, wow. All right.
Which was kind of funny. What was that movie where that guy came in and just started insulting people horribly? I forget. There was one. I forget what it was. I was trying to remember.
Terms of Endearment?
Yes, it was Terms of Endearment. That's whatever her name was. I don't even know anyone was in that film. But that was a very strange moment. Sarge comes in.
Well, it was a little long. We thought that Sarge might go ballistic, but of course... he was fairness, and he blamed Rich. All right, here are the headlines, no commercials.